Very good afternoon and welcome to Ready Steady Go on Dundalk FM 97.7. I'm Marion Del Duca.
I'm Philip O'Brien.
I'm Caoimhe O'Malley.
This is a new show on Dundalk FM. The three of us were given several topics yesterday, 24 hours ago, and our challenge is to chat about all of these different topics and to put a show together. So we're going to have plenty of chat about these topics and we're going to play some music. So, Philip, will you tell us today's topics?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to correct you and say I only saw the topics about 24 minutes ago. Not 24 hours ago. But see, there's nine topics on the list. I didn't think there was that many. One is life is busy, which sounds it could be interesting. What is your favourite sounding word? Tell me a little about yourself, which should be easy enough, I suppose. Do you have any ideas for a radio show? I think somebody's trying to poach your ideas there, Marion. If you had to work and didn't need the money, what job would you choose? That's an interesting one. If you could be an actor in a film or TV series, who would you be? Ring someone in America. Well, I don't know. Anybody I know in America now are probably asleep at the minute. They live in a different time zone. You've been given an elephant to keep for a year. What would you do with it? Or if somebody gave you €1 million, what would you do for the town of Dundalk?
Well, I think we'll start
Where are you going to start?
I'm going to start off with topic number two.
Which is?
And I'll give you my tuppence word.
Right.
What is your favourite sounding word? Actually, I have two words because I think they kind of go together. The first one is contraption. Now, according to dictionary.com, this is a device or machine that looks awkward or old-fashioned, especially one that you don't know how to use. And the Oxford Dictionary says it's a machine or device that appears strange or unnecessarily complicated and often badly made or unsafe to use. And I'll tell you why I like that sound of that word so much. When I was a child, my parents constantly used that word. At the time, I didn't even know it was a word in the dictionary. I thought it was something that they made up, contraption. But it's such a descriptive word, and it covers so much. And in today's world, especially people of my generation that weren't reared with modern technology, I look at devices that come into my house and I think to myself, what is that contraption? And another word to me that goes hand in hand with that is rigmarole. According to the Oxford Dictionary, this means a lengthy and complicated procedure or a long rambling story or statement. My parents used to use that word a lot when we were young. When we'd come home and we'd probably be late for dinner or we didn't have our homework done, we'd give loads of reasons and excuses, and my mum would say to me, look, I don't want to hear that rigmarole. Just get your homework done. So I found that I've used that word a lot with my children over the years, contraption and rigmarole, and especially these days with the different Alexa and the different speakers and the different laptops and the different things that I have no clue how to use. So I just look at them and I just say, what's that contraption? What about you, Caoimhe?
I think my favourite sounding word, I didn't think too much about it. I went with the first thing that came to my head, and it's a word, ever since I discovered it, I just thought it was a great sound. It's actually not an English word, it's an Irish word. And it's the word bumbogue.
Bumbogue.
Bumbogue, which is really, I think, fun to say. It just sounds, it conjures up something cuddly and nice, but it's actually the Irish for bumblebee.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Bumbogue.
Bumbogue.
That's new on me. Of course, I never did Irish, so that's a brand new one on me.
We didn't actually learn it in school. I just found it in the dictionary one day when I was looking for something else. But yeah, I always remembered it because I thought, that's a nice word, bumbogue.
I wonder whether it sounds almost like, you know, the bumblebee and the bumbogue. It's not that far away in some ways. It's interesting that
there's a bit of onomatopoeia in it, isn't that it? When a word sounds like its meaning.
Bumbogue.
Bumbogue. Or bumblebee. Mm. Even bumblebee is a nice word too.
Would you ever get a chance to use the word bumbogue?
Yeah, you see a bee and you go, there's a bumblebee or a bumbogue. My very first pet was actually a bumblebee. So I have nice memories of them. That's a different story though.
Philip, what about you?
Well, now, as I said, I didn't get too long. It's something that I kind of just did a quick Google on. I just wanted to see what people's favourite words were. And I've come up with two of them, actually, that have tickled my fancy here now. The first one is mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous. And it's I think it's a nice sounding word, but what it means is it's an adjective. It sounds a sound that is sweet and smooth and pleasing to hear. So there you go, a favorite sort of one that you like, mellifluous.
A mellifluous
word. I just
word.
Thought it was nice. Mm. If you ask me what some of my other favorite words are, I'd have to say that they were ineffable, which means that it's just too great to be expressed in words.
Very good.
Mellifluously ineffable I am, I suppose.
Okay, I think we'll move on to a new topic. Okay, we'll take topic number 3. Philip, will we go to you first?
Tell me a little about yourself.
Yes.
My problem is I won't stop, you see, you know. Well, I suppose I'm originally a Meath man, born in Navan, which loads of people will hate, especially ever since your man walked into the goal with the ball in 2010. So a lot of problems there. But I've lived in Dundalk longer than I've ever lived anywhere. I was brought up in New York City, in Brooklyn, not far from where Conor McGregor spent the night in jail the night before last. I came to Dundalk to college first in 1974 for a while, and came back to work here in 77, and I've been here since, so... in a funny way, I'm an odd sort of a Dundalk man, but I kind of identify with Louth and Dundalk at this stage. That's there a little bit about me anyway.
What about yourself, Kiva?
A little bit about me. I don't know. I am living in Dundalk I wasn't born here either, though. I was born originally, I suppose, in London, lived there for a while, came here when I was about 5, met you, Miriam, shortly after that, and then have lived here pretty much ever since. I am currently teaching as my profession. I do this as my hobby. What else? I don't know. It's a very broad question. I hate that question. Tell me about yourself. I feel like I'm in a job interview when they ask me that.
In a job interview, what would you say?
Oh, well, if I was in a job interview, I would say I am a very bright and bubbly and charismatic person, very outgoing and energetic, social, enjoy running and reading and listening to music and going to concerts, very good with people and especially young people and et cetera, et cetera. I hate that question. But it tends to work as an answer.
Apart from listening to the music, I couldn't say any of that in a job interview.
Well, a bit about me, right? I'm originally from Limerick City, and I know Kiva has a connection to Limerick City too.
Not Limerick City, the county.
Okay, County Limerick. For people that don't know, Kiva and myself are next door neighbours for the last 20 years. Actually, Kiva's parents and myself are next door neighbours. Obviously, time moves on and Kiva has moved out doing her own thing. But I'm still there and our parents are still there. And the connection we have is we're both from Limerick originally, her dad and myself. Anyway, I did my leave cert in Limerick in, it was in 1970-something.
Oh.
My first job.
You're leaving it a bit woolly there.
Oh, 70 something. I think I
it was
can't,
a good year.
It was so long ago, I can't even remember the year.
As Gay Byrne used to say, 1900 and frozen to death.
Well, my first, I know I had different jobs as a kid. I used to work in restaurants and cafes and that because back then, Philip, we didn't have money. You know, we needed money, so we used to get part-time work, you know, to get money to go, you know, to go to the cinema the weekend or to even buy a jacket or something like that. My first real job was in Krupp's factory in Limerick. Now, Krupp's factory is not in Limerick anymore. They moved back to Germany at some stage. Then I was in the civil service in Dublin. My husband was Italian, and we came to Dundalk in the 80s. We spent a couple of years in Dundalk. We were in Tony's Grill on the Avenue Road. Then we went back to Limerick in 83. We had a grocery shop and a chipper in Limerick then, and we spent, I suppose, maybe the next 15 or 16 years there. I had 5 children. They're all grown up now. So in 1998, I came back to Tony's Grill on the Avenue Road, and I've been in Dundalk since. So I consider Dundalk my hometown. Because at the moment, I think I know more people in Dundalk than I do in Limerick. We had a few bereavements in our family in the last year, but I don't really want to talk about that today. So my interests are public speaking, radio presenting, reading. I could say I listen to music, but I like music, but I wouldn't, you know, I can take it or leave it kind of thing. And I love learning new things about modern technology, which I find it very difficult. And I find I'm a slow learner. But every time I learn something new, it's so easy for the younger people to learn all of this. So harder, I think, when you get older. And I like current affairs. And I suppose I try to be happy. So that's me, Philip.
What more can you say?
So I think, will we take a track, Eva?
Take a track. Philip was saying off air that one of his favourite songs was Empty Chairs by Don McLean. So we'll play that for you.
Okay.
I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night creep through my fingers, and the moon is bright. Beams of blue come flickering through my window pane, like gypsy moths that dance around a candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face, wild chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase, and the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head, a sympathy bouquet left with a love that's dead. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. Never knew how much I needed you. Never thought you'd leave, until you went. Morning comes and morning goes with no regret, and evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs, empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would.
I love the bit at the end. That's Don McLean singing Empty Chairs. That's from, I think it's from the American Pie album. It was released around, I'm going to say 1970 or 71. I was just telling the ladies here, that's the inspiration for the song Killing Me Softly, because there was a lady called Laurie Lieberman at a concert of Don McLean's, and she heard that and she wrote a poem. And the poem formed the basis for some of the lyrics. But funny enough, the name came from somewhere else. Anyway, you're listening to Dundalk FM. The name of the show here today is, what is it? Ready, Steady, Go.
Yes.
And it's based on the fact that a group of willing or unwilling volunteers brought together and given a number of topics and to discuss or to put together a program based on the topics they were given. But if you'd like to contact the program, you can ring into the station here at 042-939-5100, or you can send us a text on 087-0909-791 if you'd like to make any comment or talk about anything that we're going to say here, or maybe even suggest something that we could play in terms of a music music one. What was your next topic you wanted to go to, Marion? You said
you're
something.
What topic would you like to go to next? Will we try the first one?
What's the first one?
Life is busy.
Life is busy. Well, it certainly is that.
Okay, the topic is life is busy. There are demands and pressures that we put on ourselves and others put on us. Would you say you are good at looking after yourself? And what do you do to give yourself a chance to reinvigorate your energy levels? Kiva.
Yeah, I was looking at this one yesterday and I don't think I am very good at taking time out. I think I was better years ago, and then I think circumstances of my life kind of changed and I kind of went a bit, not reckless, but thought all my free time should be used to socialise and things like that. So I work full time during the week, and then Friday, Saturday come and I go, instead of sitting back and relaxing because I'm tired from the week, I go, well, now's my time to catch up with all my friends and do this and go out. And then at the end of it, you're even tireder from the weekend of going out and drinking and late nights and whatever else. And then, you know, you start again on Monday, and, you know, you find then after a couple of months of this that you're just exhausted all over, like. So it is, I don't think I am very good at this. I do need to make more of an effort to kind of do things at the weekend, like just take a night where I don't go out, like just sit in and read a book and get up early on a Sunday morning and go for a walk up the mountain or something like that, you know. So that would be my opinion. I don't, and I think a lot of people probably my age are the same, that we don't probably give enough time to R&R, rest and relaxation, as we should do, because, you know, we work hard, and then you kind of work by the time Friday comes and you've been working hard all week, and then you go, right, it's time to go and let loose. But then, as I say, it's just a vicious circle.
I suppose young people like yourself want to live every moment. You don't want to miss anything or waste any time.
That's true, but I mean, you can gain so much from going for a lovely walk, you know, yeah, in the forest or up a mountain as well. It's just, it's trying to find the time. I always find myself saying, I need another day in my week, yeah, you know, to just try and fit everything in.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think there's a problem with that, though. People seem to feel they need to fill every hour of every day now. You know, you've got your phones and something is prompting you, your tablet or your computer or whatever. We're watching TV, we're doing, sometimes we just don't sit back and do nothing. Mm. You know, go for that, as Kiva says, go for the walk. But when you're out walking, sit down and look at what's around you and watch things a bit and, you know, take it in. I think that's important too. I found that in the last, I gave up full-time work about two years ago now. And I find that, like, I can actually sit down a little bit now and not necessarily do a lot, but enjoy what I'm doing, or take in watching the birds and the garden and whatever and things like that sometimes. I think we need to do a bit more of that sometimes. Leave the phone down, forget about your tablet, forget about TV and do something else.
Yeah, I agree with you, Philip, but I think it's a lot easier when we get a bit older. Not saying we're old, but I'm like yourself. I go on.
You might as well say I'm old. Go on.
Well, I suppose you're about the same age as me, but I understand where Kiva's coming from. Because she has so much energy, because she's young and she wants to get everything done and she doesn't want to miss out on anything. And she's working full time and then she has so much other stuff to do and it's hard to fit it all in. But I think I've become better at looking after myself over the years, because I'm at the stage now that my children are grown up. I'm not working full time anymore and I have time, you know, and I have kind of a few simple rules that I try to live by. Obviously not all the time, but I make an effort. Like, I try to get to the gym maybe 3 times a week. But I mean, not to kill myself in the gym, just to do enough to get my energy levels up, because I firmly believe energy generates more energy. I mean, if you're feeling really tired, you say to yourself, oh, I'll go home, put my feet up. You're better off to go for that walk up the mountains or go to the gym for an hour, because it reinvigorates your energy levels. I also try to be kind of mindful of the food I put into my body. I mean, all the years I didn't care what I ate. You know, when you're hungry, you just get the nearest thing and you eat it. But I think as I'm getting older, I'm actually more mindful of saying to myself, no, I'm not going to eat that. You know, and I kind of look at eating healthier because I want to feel better. Because I think as you get older, you need to take more care of your body and kind of stay connected with people. That's another important one for me. You know, sitting at home on your own, I don't think is good for anybody, mentally or physically. And I like to challenge myself, get out of my comfort zone. Like coming in here today, for example, that's a challenge. I could have sat at home watching the omnibus of Coronation Street or something. Oh, but God, I said, no,
that's not good for your mental health.
I said, I'd come in here to try and stimulate me mentally and physically, you know, and learning new things. I love learning new things, even if I'm not good at them. You know, I just like the experience of learning them. But I know when I was your age, when I was working full time and I had kids and I was trying to keep up, I was trying to have my social life and my hobbies and trying to fit them all in. It was an absolute nightmare. You know, and then you'd be so tired at night and you wouldn't be in bed long enough. So I definitely think as I get older, I'm better at looking after myself. So I'd recommend to anybody, young or old, take 15 minutes out in your day and ask yourself, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Where am I going?
Oh, God, no, that's the spiral of depression.
So there you go, Kiva.
Right, well, I think we're just about on time for the ads now anyway, so we'll take a break and we'll be back with the next part of the show and the next couple of topics, God knows what we have to do in the next half hour, so stay tuned.